Welcome back. Later in the broadcast, we'll talk with Maryland's Poet Laureate Grace Cavalieri. But first, it's day 33 of the partial government shutdown. At this moment, federal workers and unions are protesting the shutdown at the Hart Senate building on Capitol Hill. The mass protest, called Occupy Hart, has been promoted online by the National Federation of Federal Employees and other unions over the past few days. On the Facebook event for Occupy Hart, the union writes, quoting here, that our goal is to fill the entire building with people and demand that Senate Republicans call the vote and hashtag stop the shutdown. Joining us from the scene of the protest is Patrick Madden, investigative reporter here at WAMU 88.5. Patrick Madden, thank you for joining us.
Hi, Kojo.
Patrick, describe the scene for us. Who is at the protest and what is the energy like in the Hart atrium?
Sure. Well, actually, it's actually very quiet. It's eerily quiet here right now because they're doing a silent protest right now in the Hart building. This silent protest, one of the organizers told me, is going to occur for 33 minutes, and that's to symbolize or represent the 33 days of shutdown. And I describe the scene, other than the eerie quiet right now, there are about 200 or 300 protesters. They're all holding up paper plates, and they're holding them up to the Senate offices. There's also a good number of media here and U.S. Capitol Police. But right now, it's eerily quiet here as this protest has just kicked off at the Hart building.
I can tell you're speaking in hushed tones as if you're calling a golf match or someplace. But talk about, did the organizers in fact achieve their goal? You say about 300 people are there. They wanted to fill the entire building.
So definitely they have not filled the building. Again, it is a pretty big building, but it's not a huge group of people. And there are almost as many members of the media and police here as well. So in terms of the size, it's not massive, but the power of the silence right now is pretty striking. And I did get a chance to speak with some of the folks before this protest kicked off.
Did security allow people to come in for the protest? Was that pretty easy, or was security pretty tight?
Security was definitely pretty easy. They were. Obviously, this protest had been planned. People knew it was happening, so the lines weren't that long. It's my understanding, I'm not entirely sure about this, but I think part of the reason it is a quiet protest is because if they do make too much noise, they will be asked to leave. So I think that's the other reason for this. So there's a heavy security presence, but right now it's very orderly as this group is basically holding up signs in protest in silence right now in the center of the Hart building.
WAMU investigative reporter Patrick Madden is at the Hart Senate office building where the protest is currently taking place. Patrick, you mentioned paper plates. What's with the paper plates?
Again, I think it's just the most convenient way to to hand out signs for people to write on the back of them. So people are writing signs like, let me do my job. Others are telling about their sort of hardship stories as furloughed employees. So I think part of it's just the convenience of having people sort of hold up these signs to the Senate offices above them.
And I suspect that there are rules in the Senate that don't allow very large signs or posters to be carried there, right?
I'm sure, as you mentioned that, I'm sure that's what it is.
Yep. Who organized this protest and what unions are and what groups are attending?
Well, it's a bunch of different labor groups that represent federal employees and also federal contractors. The National Federation of Federal Employees. I believe you spoke with David as you were speaking with David Cox earlier. That's one of the main organizers. It's a whole bunch of different labor groups, groups that represent the federal contractors, like the 32BJ, which is an SEIU, and they're representing here as well. So this is both for federal employees and also federal contractors.
Before it got this quiet, what were you hearing from the workers about why they're protesting today?
Well, a couple of things. One, which I was interested in, is why here? Why the Senate building? Why not anywhere else? And I guess they want to put pressure on Senate Republicans to take up the vote to reopen this government. And so if you listen to some of the organizers and the speeches here before this silent protest started, the focus was on Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader. So I think, you know, and hearing the stories, it's a lot of the personal stories are really hard. I spoke with one woman who was a contractor. She worked as a security officer at the Smithsonian Air and Space Museum, and she was telling me basically that she has not been able to pay. She's had to basically drop her medical insurance. She hasn't been able to pay for her mother's health care. Just a laundry list of things that she can't pay for right now. And you're hearing that over and over again from people here. Just all of the financial problems that this shutdown has created for them.
Are non-government workers at this protest as well, like friends and families or just supporters of government employees?
I see a couple of small children, so I can assume that they're not federal government employees. So I do think that there are friends and family members that are here. But again, as I said, this isn't a massive major protest, but who knows, as it just started, there more people are starting to trickle in as we're talking right now. But again, I think this is the symbol of the silent protest is what people are going to remember after this.
Are you able to identify people from any particular agency at this protest, Patrick, that you can say that one agency has more people there than another?
It seems to be pretty well representative of all the different agencies that are affected. Again, I do see a lot of the groups representing federal contractors here, but I would say, and I spoke to, half a dozen people, and they all were at different agencies or federal departments that have been closed right now. So I'd say this is a good cross-section of all the different closed departments right now.
A tweet from the National Federation of Federal Employees yesterday said this event is to, quoting here, protest Senate Republicans' decision to not bring H.R. 21 to a vote. Have you spied any senators yet at this point, or have any senators emerged to engage with these protesters?
Definitely not. Again, it is very quiet here. All of the protesters are holding up their signs to all the Senate offices, which are several floors above. But I don't see any senators right now looking down or engaging. But again, you might get kicked out of here if it gets too loud. So
no Senate staffers or Senate employees. Let's hear from Rachel, who self-identifies as a TSA employee. Rachel, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Georgia. This is Rachel Abraham, and I'm also the president of a local 1442 with AFGE.
Okay.
And I'm over here at the airport, and it's the morale is just really down low. The officers are trying to make it. They're having a lot of problems when it comes to getting to and from work. Gasoline cards are non-existent for these officers, and it's really becoming increasingly difficult for them to get to work. However, they have been hanging in there over here at Reagan National. They've been showing up to work and doing the best they can. But if the shutdown continues to go on any longer, their resources are going to dry up and they won't be able to protect the traveling public.
How is it affecting security at Reagan National? Are the lines longer? Are any of the security areas closed at this point?
Like I said, so far so good. The officers have come together. Some of them are carpooling. Some still have a little bit of resources, but those resources are drying up extremely quickly. And from the workforce, I'm hearing that after a bit of time, those that drive the work won't be able to come to work because they won't be able to get gasoline for lack of getting their payments of their salaries.
Okay, Rachel, thank you very much for your call.
You're welcome.
Here's Susan in Washington, D.C. Susan, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I just don't know how much people are thinking about the long-term consequences. Once the government reopens, yes, TSA workers can come back and that might get better and the parks might open. But people who are in HR, people who oversee grants and contracts, the IRS, they have over a month of backlog to catch up on. And during this time, people have quit. It's not going to be like in a couple of weeks, things will be back to normal.
Okay.
It's going to be a very, very long time.
And what is being done to help the individuals who are affected by this, who are federal employees? Susan, thank you very much for your call for that. Let's go to Chuck Penn, who's in Virginia. Chuck Penn, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Thank you so much, Kojo, and excellent job as usual. I work for Dominion Energy, as you well know, in media relations, community relations, and we are struggling as an organization in terms of meeting the needs of the folks that are impacted by this. And what I mean by that is that we have provisions in place to help them, but our system is not designed to know who is a furloughed government worker and who is not.
Okay.
And so I'm hoping that by speaking on your show that folks that are Dominion Energy customers that are impacted by this furlough will contact us and self-identify as a furloughed worker so we can help them get through this.
Help them by offering payment plans if they are on furlough?
Yes, sir. Short-term, okay. Long-term, energy assistance. In terms of our energy share program, budget billing, whatever it takes to help them get through this period.
Okay, Chuck, good to hear from you. Thank you for calling. Patrick Madden, the Senate will be voting tomorrow on two bills that could end the government shutdown, one backed by President Trump and Senate Republicans, the other backed by Democrats. Do people think that either of these proposals will pass, will end the shutdown?
I'm not sure that there's a lot of optimism that the shutdown is going to end after tomorrow's votes, but I do think that the point of today's protest is really for the folks that have been shut out here is to put the pressure on the Senate Republicans.
And finally, here is David in Rockville, Maryland. David, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Hi. My primary reason for calling was to point out that if you don't pay your taxes on time or money is owed to the federal government, the debtor has to pay interest, and the government actually will pay interest to people who that they owe money to if they've been late. And I'm suggesting that retroactively to, say, January 1st, be paid interest.
Those people who are not paid should receive interest. We'll have to see whether that happens. I doubt that it will. But before you go, Patrick, do you know of any other demonstrations or protests planned over the next few days?
Well, I imagine that the protests will continue to ramp up as this shutdown continues here. And again, this silent shutdown here is supposed to last, I believe it's 33 minutes, and there's a bell going off every minute. And then after that, I'm told that there will be some chanting, and then the police will probably get involved and tell folks that they're not allowed to chant. And so, there could be some conflict as this silent protest ends in a little bit.
Patrick Madden in hushed tones from the Occupy Heart protest. He's an investigative reporter with WAMU 88.5 News. Patrick, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Gojo.
Going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll talk with Maryland's Poet Laureate, Grace Cavalieri. I'm Kojo Namdi.
WAMU 88.5 is your listener-supported NPR news station in the greater Washington, D.C. region. You can support the Kojo Namdi Show and all the regional coverage you value by becoming a member today. Click the donate button at WAMU.org, and thanks.